Kedvak. The Elim, a number of the Elim requested that we do this topic now. We had just touched upon the Inyan of the Exacta by Yitztaka. We'll take, a 2-week break. We're going Minyan Linyan, Boy Sinyan. We're going to focus on the mitzvah of the Exacta Boy. The way it was brought down there in Shulchan Aruch is that if you have a Ani Hamach, if Nebuch's own is teetering in business, you should support him in business, that he shouldn't have to come on to Tzedakah, he should never need to come on to Tzedakah, and that's the Inyan V'Exaktavoy. But as we're going to see tonight, the Inyan V'Exaktavoy goes much further. It's basically the idea of patronizing Yiddish stores, Yiddish poyalim, Yiddish buyers. I'm going to try to take it. It's going to be broken up in Yetz Hashem into two parts. Tonight we're going to try to cover the yisaidis of this inyan of patronizing. The sugyas, whatever sugyas there are, the tshuvas, the basic foundation, the fundamentals of the inyan. And in Yetz Hashem next week we're going to take it further with more applications and with a lot of miyutim and heterim to this rule. What we're going to focus on tonight is hopefully just the rule itself. This concept, I mean, we all know about this concept. We've heard it a number of times, yet we can't really have major sources other than, let's say, we'll start with the Rashi and Chumash. Where does it come, this idea that you're supposed to patronize Yiddish stores or Yiddish buyers? So it's a Rashi in Pashas Bahar. The Pasuk says, V'chisimkru mimka lamisecha, oikonu miyada misecha. If someone is selling lamisecha, oikonu miyada misecha, atoinu ichesacha, if you shouldn't do inoa. Atoinu ichesacha, one cannot be ma'ana the other person. And this is the makar for Hilchos Anor and Reish Chav Zayin. You're not allowed to overcharge, you're not allowed to underpay. That's Pashu Pshat in the Pasuk. The Sifra Dashin's over here, and Rashi brings it down, a new Pshat. V'oid yesh drosho, minayin. How do we know kishata moicher, when one is selling, Israel. If one is holding by selling an item, how do you know that he has to sell it to a yid, chavrcha, your friend? If you're selling, you have to sell to your friend. How do you know if you're holding by purchasing something, Israel chavrcha, you're supposed to buy from Yisrael, your friend? So it's a sifra with a Rashi that says, learned out from a drasha of the pasuk that you're supposed to sell to a yid and buy from a yid, obviously excluding goyim. Means if you have a preference, you have a choice who to sell it to, you should first sell to a yid before a goy, and if you have a choice who to buy from, you should buy from a yid before buying from a goy. Ma'is, it's a Rashi, it's also a chinuch. Shin Lamed Zayin, the chinuch, when he talks about the mitzvah of inah, you have to know why he throws in a line that Oidoshu Chazal, this Indian that is from the same Pasuk, that is an Indian that you're supposed to be Makdim Yisrael before Nochri regarding purchases and sales. Alright, so now you have a Rashi, a Chinuch, which comes from a Sifra. Lamai said there is no Rambam, there's no Torah, there's no Shulchan Aruch who brings this halacha down. So one could even, I saw even Chuvah some question that maybe we don't even have a reckon with this, and maybe it's a nice Indian, maybe it's good for a drasha, but maybe it's not la'alocha because it's not brought down in the Poiskim, in the Rambam Tur and Shulchan Aruch. Which is a kash. You have to know why did the Rambam Tur and Shulchan Aruch leave out this halacha if indeed it's true. As we're going to see, this halacha is chai v'kayim. By and large, dozens of Poiskim bring down this halacha and paskin halacha l'maisa that this din applies today, that you have to patronize Yidim over Goyim. Now the question is, why didn't the Rambam Tur and Shulchan Aruch bring it down? Okay, we're going to, Yetz Hashem, hopefully touch on it. Just to give a few examples, I am sure the Elam thinks of has 100 examples, but just, it's not just if it's Shava B'Shava. What we're going to try to touch upon is even if there's something unique, something different by Yidim over a Goy. Let's say we would want to shop by Walmart because either it's cheaper, or we would like to shop by a Goyish store because they give a better warranty or customer service or return policy, 30 days, no questions asked, money back. And let's say a Yiddish store wouldn't do that. Do you have this chiyuv of going to a Yiddish store over a Goyish store? You could have other examples where the item itself is unique. You could find something by Yiddish store, but it's not exactly the same item by a Goyish store. Do I then still have to buy by Yidim if I'm interested in this item specifically that the Goy sells? And we're going to discuss in Yetz Hashem that it also applies not just to sales, but applies to payalim as well. You could have cases that anywhere from employees to lawyers to painters to electricians. Baruch Hashem, today Lakewood grew in the last few years. Basically, every single type of service provider, every type of pile is out there. Is already a yid. You can have plumbers yidden, you can have electrician yidden, you have already a few electricians yidden. In Baruch Hashem, today we have all across the book, and I know you can find whatever you want amongst the Yidden. And the question is, do you have to patronize Yiddish workers? Let's say if you feel more confident by a Goyish worker, or that cheaper, or whatever the Indian, do you still have to patronize these Yiddish workers? And sometimes you could have an interesting case where it's, yes, it's more expensive, but it's not that much more expensive. We'll call it a little more expensive, but for the Yid, for the worker, he's going to have a terrific gain out of it. I'll give you a mashal, even though the mashal might not be so applicable here in Lakewood, because Baruch Hashem, we all use generally only Yiddish builders. But let's say you'll have communities where they have Sai Yiddish builders and Sai Goyish builders. And let's say the Goyish builder comes in, instead of building a house for $400,000, he'll build it for $395, and the Yiddish builder is $400, right? So they're off by a few thousand dollars. Now, yes, every dollar counts, and a few thousand dollars means something. But for the recipient, for the Yiddish builder, he could profit on a house $50,000-$75,000. So because of your $5,000 that you plan on gaining here by going with the guy, does that give you a right to just disregard the Yid and go with the guy, even though the Yiddish builder is now going to lose out a chance to profit of $50,000-$75,000? There are numerous variables. We're going to have to play it out as we go along, but what we're going to focus on tonight is just to get the Yisaidis. We're going to build it slowly, Mikal Lachoymer. And we'll take it to the different kashas and steers they have on this inyan, and then we'll give some applications, some hagdara, and Yetzirah next week we'll give many more applications. All right, let's start. I guess the Gemara to start from is a Gemara, it's a few places in Shas, it's in Psachim, Avodah Zarah, and Chulin. The Gemara has a shaila like this. The pasuk says by Nevelo, Lo'isoichlu kol Nevelo, Lagea Asher B'sherecha Titnena V'achlo, Oy Mechol L'Nochri. If you have a nevela, you cannot eat a nevela. What's your choice is? Either you give it to a ger toishiv, or you sell it to a guy. That's the pasuk. And the Gemara has a machlokes tanoim, is that bedavka? Is it bedavka that you are giving it to a ger toishiv, and you are selling it to a nakri? Or no, you could sell it to a ger toishiv, and you could give it to a nakri too. The pasuk is giving you choices. So machlokes Remeir Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir holds that it's lav davka. Your choices are either you could give it or sell it to a ger toishiv, or give it or sell it to a nakri. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to give a matana to a guy. And the pasuk is bedavka, the pasuk is telling you, you want to give, if it's a matana, you give it to a ger toishiv only. But if you want to sell it, then you could sell it to a guy. And that's just the basic. Now, who is a ger toishiv? A ger toishiv, it's a shayla, but let's say la'alach, we pass in a ger toishiv, is someone who's makabel zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and he's obviously not going to be oivet of a dezara. That's a ger toishiv. He's still a guy, but he's a frumer guy. He's an orthodox guy. He keeps sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says more than that. Rabbi Yehuda says like this. The pasuk says, lo'yisoyklu kol nevela gebesher b'shreka titnena v'achla, oy mechol l'nokri. So there's an extra oy here. Remeir holds that really it's one big, really the pasuk should go either way. You could do mechiru or nesina to a ger toishiv, or mechiru or nesina to a guy. So why do you need the oy for? So the Remeir says the reason why the pasuk added oy to break up the two is hahu lagdume nesina deger l'mechir doyve kochavim. The reason why the pasuk separated the two cases, the two examples, is to tell you that its preferred way to go is to give the nevela to a ger toishiv for free rather than sell it to a goy for profit. That is why we need that oy, to break it up, that it's preferred to do the nesina l'ger rather than the mechir l'nokri. And Rabbi Yehuda, who argues, main Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's bedavka, and what does he need the? And he uses the va'oy to tell me it's bedavka. Why didn't he need the va'oy for Rabbi Meir? The Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda, kiven deger to mitzvah lachyase, since it's a mitzvah in the Torah that you mechuyev to be mechaye a ger, even a ger toishiv, even a guy, but he's mekabel zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach. You have a mitzvah d'oraisa to lachyase. Uknani, and for a guy, iyata mitzvah lachyase. A guy, you're not mechuyev to be mechaye. Lahakdim loytara kra. It's a svara. It's a svara pshuta zok Rabbi Yehuda. I don't even need a pasuk that if I have a choice to have a nevela and either give it away for free to a ger toishiv, a guy who's mekabel zayin mitzvah b'nei noyach, or sell it for a profit to a regular guy, I am mechuyev to give it away for free to a ger toishiv. And I don't even need a pasuk. It's a svaru. It's a dava pasha, it's a svaru. And Tosfos points out, Tosfos Pesachim, other places, they Rishonim point out, that even Rav Meir Be'etzim holds of this svara, that because you have a mitzvah lachreis a ger toishiv, that makes it that you have to give it away for free to a ger toishiv before you sell it to a guy. So the reason why here he needed vay is because, like his drasha, if he wouldn't have had vay, the pasuk would have been mashma faket, like this would have been a gzeis akas faket. So he needed the oy to tell you like that. But at least let's walk out of the Gemara that the svara pshut to silat Reb Yehuda, which is the halak, anyway, Rabbi Yehuda, halak Reb Yehuda, and silat Reb Meir, that it's a svara pshuta. If you have a choice, either to give it away for a ger toishiv or sell it to a guy, I'm supposed to give it away to a ger toishiv. Now, which mitzvah lachais are we referring to? So it's also a pasuk in Bahar. Some psukim later, the pasuk says, "V'chiyamuch achicha amato yado imach ve'achzak the boy." You should be maxic in him. Ger v'toishav v'chay imach. Say a ger v'toishav v'chay imach. A yid a ger v'toishav v'chay imach. The pasuk doesn't go mefurish by yid separately. The next pasuk, "Al tikak mito netchak v'tarbitz v'yesam alekecha hanochem v'chay achicha a yid v'chay achicha imach." So you have two psukim here. The first pasuk is talking about v'achzak the boy, which is talking about even a ger toishav v'chay imach, and the next pasuk, which is specifically a yid. Achicha also says v'chei achicha imach. So there's a pasuk midaraisa you are mechuyev to be maxik boy in a ger toishev and koshekein in a yid v'chei imach. That's a mitzvah daraisa. And since this mitzvah daraisa is applicable to a yid and a ger toishev and not to a goy, it's a svara pshuta. I'm supposed to be giving it away to a ger toishev rather than selling it to a goy. That is the Gemara. So again, you see this concept of preference of patronizing. Not even a yid, patronizing a ger toishev over a goy, kosher came patronizing a yid over a goy. Now, if you ask me, I wouldn't have told you this is a svara pshuta. You have to have das toyer to have this svara pshuta. But Baruch Shem, Tosfos is bothered by it as well. If you look at Tosfos in a number of places, I'm talking about now the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Dav Chaf Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, v'im toima. Is it possible v'chi im yesh loy la'odam chayfetz limkar? A person has a chayfetz that he's holding by selling. His chiv would be yitnenu l'ger. He's supposed to give it to a ger toishev koydim shimkrenu loyvid kachavim before he sells it to a guy. V'aloi afilu liyisrael einu mitzvah v'akach. If you had a choice between a yid and a guy, and have a choice to give away the chayfetz for free to a yid or sell the chayfetz to a guy, Avada, I'm allowed to sell it to a goy, Zaktoy. So I don't have to give it away to a yid for free. So how could it be that a ger toishev who's less than a yid, I'm a chuyv to give away this nevela for free rather than selling it to a goy? How could it be? It's impossible. And for Toises, v'yesh loyma the davka nevela she'enu shave el adav amut liYisrael. And this Gemara is talking about specifically a case of a nevela. Right, so you have a treifa animal, you can't eat it, and amongst the Yiddish gagan in Eretz Yisrael, shalahoyu oivdei kachavim mitzuyim b'neim, going weren't to be found there. It was a ghetto-like living that Baruch Hashem, they lived only amongst Yidden. So Memela, what are you going to do with a treif animal? You have nothing to do with it. You can't even give it to. There's no goy to be sold to. Ulager hishava harbei kisharbasa, and for a ger toishev who eats. Basically, Ger Toishev did live amongst Edom. But for a Ger Toishev, for him, he's allowed to eat Nevelus or Trefis. For him, it's Shava Harbe. For him, this animal is just as worthy and just as valuable as the next animal, which is kosher. For him, it doesn't make a difference. An animal is $500. For this Ger Toishev, this animal, even though it's a Nevelus, is worth $500. And for me, the Yid, it's Kemat worth nothing. Kemat. Because a few goyim that I could find, how much are they going to pay already? Everything is supply and demand. There's so many nevelis and the very few goyim to be found to buy them. So obviously they're going to pay a few dollars for the nevela. How much are they already going to pay for? So if I have a choice, since for me it's only a dava muet, and for the ger toishev it's worth so much, because for him it's worth like a regular animal, there, that's when there's a svara pshuta, Dr. Gemara. That's how Tais Taitre Gemara. That's when there's svara pshuta. I'm supposed to give it away to a ger toishev before selling it to a goy. That is Tosfos. Means Tosfos holds that there's a svara that hayos, the recipient, is gaining so much and I'm only losing so little, it's a, like a wash. It's as if I didn't lose anything. It's like shava b'shava. It's like I have a choice of selling the same item equally to both, and avada have to give preference to a ger toisha, because him I have a mitzvah l'chayesai, and a goy I don't have a mitzvah l'chayesai. That is shitas ha'tesis over here in Avodah Zarah. Means he needed two. He needed both, that there was only a hefzed mu'ud for me, and it was a major gain for this ger toishev. Now, like this toishev, kol shekein avada, that if it would be mamish shava b'shava, if I have two people in front of me, one's a ger toishev, one's a goy, and they're both willing to buy it for the same price, avada, I'm supposed to, any item, avada, I'm supposed to give preferential treatment to this ger toishev. And abazai kavachayim, remember, neshu kavachayim, to a yid, if I have a choice between a yid and a goy, and the shava b'shava, avada, I have to give it to a yid before giving it to a goy. But this is Taisus and Avodah Zarah. And other Rishonim go like this Taisus as well. That's one Shita. There's another Shita, the Taisus and Chulin, it's Rabbeinu Peretz here in Avodah Zarah, it's other Rishonim. They hold that you don't need that second step. This alone, the fact that Hayyois, they were amongst only Yidden, and there are very few Goyim to buy them, and it's only going to pay, you're only going to profit a few dollars off a Goy, so it's like a Hefzid Mu'it. For Hefzid Mu'it, it's a Svarahu that you have to give the animal away to a ger toishev before selling it to a goy. That's a svaru. It means they hold that the svaru is not only when it's like shava b'shava, when all is equal, or this case when it's a hefzed mu'ud to you, or revach harbi for the recipient, which is like shava b'shava, but they hold, no, even by a hefzed mu'ud only, if you have a regular case, I have something to sell, I have furniture to sell, and I have a choice, do I give it to a ger toishev who's willing to pay $1,000, or do I give it to a guy who's willing to pay $1,001, avada is supposed to give it to a ger toishev, because for a hefzed mu'ud, it's a svaruhu, svaruputuhu, that I'm supposed to give it away to him, because him I have a mitzvah, and for a guy I don't have a mitzvah.
Even though his regular will be
Correct. Well, he wants to buy it. The ma'aseh, if you're not going to sell it, what is he going to do? But he wants this item. He wants this item, and a guy wants this item. You're supposed to give it to the ger toishev before you give it to a guy. He needs his couch or whatever it is. Okay.
Why do the reva? Guy's reva. Why is that important to
me? Ger toishev's reva, not a guy's reva. A ger toishev who you have a mitzvah l'achyaseh, so you have to care for his needs and care for his gains and care for his profit as well, whatever it needs lach yaisai. So for his revak, which is so much, your loss is so insignificant to his revak. It appeals to his revak, so therefore it doesn't count. So it's like shava b'shava. That's a taisis of a desire. Correct. Ger toisha adar. Not only don't you have a mitzvah l'sichanim, you have actually a mitzvah lach yaisai. In fact, in Simon Reish Memtez, in Chayshu Mishpat, the Torah Shulchan Aruch brings it down, when it's an issa to give a matana to a goy, that's only a goy, but not a ger toisha, because a ger toisha, since you have a mitzvah lach yaisai, then avada, you don't have an issa of leisei chanam. Adrab, you mitzvah, even lach yaisai to give him matanas. So a coach can, you can't have an issa to give him matanas. Okay. The Valdi Gemara doesn't talk about poor ger toisha, it talks about any ger toisha. Any goy with any ger toisha. That's what you see from a Gemara, Svara, that's not just the Indian of a mitzvah because he's doing a mice at staka, but you see the Gemara use it stam in every day to day, whenever you're being seicha or whatever, buying or selling, you have this Indian to patronize ger toishev over a guy and kosher kain a yid over a guy, even if he's not poor. Lav dafka, he's poor. And we're going to see that's lav dafka when he's poor.
The only one you have to do is
you are. You're helping him out. He needs this nevela to eat, and otherwise he wouldn't have food. Or stam, it's part of his life. He needs supper tonight, so he might get out something for. And if he could buy something else, but Lamai says you're holding by selling it, so then you would have an Indian if you have a choice between the two to be maxic. That's what I'm trying to show you, that this Indian of exacta boy just took on a much broader meaning, and it doesn't mean just a maisa tzedakah when the guy is a noni. It's every day to day, whenever you're being in business, and it's a svaru. And it, for all of us, including myself, who don't have this svaru, it means we don't have das Torah. It's a svaru. If you have a mitzvah in the Torah to Mechaya, a yid, or a ger toishev, and a goy not, it's a svara pshutu, you're supposed to be selling and dealing in business with them before dealing with goyim. And even if, like some rishonim, like I said, the Taisin Chulin, even if you have a hefzed mu'ud. Taisin of a desert, like we said, doesn't go so far. Taisin says only when it's your hefzed mu'ud is insignificant to his revach harbe, so it's like Nothing. It's like you don't have a hefzid. It's like shava b'shava. But there's a taisin chulin who takes it to the next step, even if you have a hefzid mut. So now you have a makloikas rishayinim. Is this din only by shava b'shava, something like shava b'shava, or this din is even when you get a hefzid mut, you're still supposed to give preferential treatment to a ger toishav or a yid over a goy?
That I'm taking into consideration how much what study shouldn't make a difference what the recipient, how much value is to the recipient to be some wealthy guy. So I'm taking that into consideration.
So maybe you have to take in how, okay, you have to take how much of the revach is meaningful to him. Okay. But let's say the Ger Toshev and myself are in the same tax bracket, and for him, he has a major gain, and I have a limited loss, so it's insignificant, it doesn't count. So you have a Makloikas Rishayinim, is this din? So it means, when now we know we have a choice between two stores, one's a Yid and a Goy, you have to shop by the Yid. But if you have a choice between two stores, and the Yiddish store is more expensive than the Goyish store, L'chayr Deval, where we're holding now, it's a Makloikas Rishayinim. Tesem V'Dezar, you don't see that, or you see it's Shava B'Shava, or something like Shava B'Shava, and in the case of the Taisis in Chulin, and other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz, you see, yes, that if it's a Hefzid Mu'it, we'll have to define that, but if it's a Hefzid Mu'it, you have to go to the Yid over a Goy. Okay, let's take it to the next step now. There's a Truvis Tashbatz. The Tashbatz had a similar Shiloh. Glad he had a funny case, but his case was that there was a union price gauging. What they did was that they decided that they're going to sell to the goyim, all the meichre, all the seichim decide they're going to sell to the goyim cheaper than they're going to sell to Yid. If the Yid is the buyer, even the Yiddish meichre, if the Yid is a buyer, whatever the cheshbonis they had, they're going to charge every Yiddish buyer a dollar more. I mean, if the goy wants to buy the table, it's $10. If the Yid wants to buy the table, it's $11. And the Shiloh went to the Tashbatz. Besides getting into the Shiloh, but Agav, he blasts them, how you talking, how could you make up such a thing? It's going against the Torah. The Torah says, when you're selling, you have to sell to a Yid and give him preferential treatment, and here you're doing mamish punk faket, here you're doing faket, you're selling to a guy for cheaper than you're selling to a Yid. It doesn't make sense. But Teich HaDvarim, the Tashbatz is marich on the Indian, and you see that he holds the La Halakha. He says like this. He says, we have a gzeris akot of a chisim krimim kolam yisecha, that if you're selling, you have to sell to a Yid, or if you're buying, you have to buy from a Yid. What is this pasuk talking about? Do you think this pasuk is talking about when everything is equal, when the Yid is buying it for the same price that the goy is, and that's when you need a pasuk to tell me that I should give it to the Yid? Then I don't need a pasuk, it's a dove, a pashatu, it's a svaruhu, and he shows you from other cases, when you're selling houses, the Gemara says, you have a choice between a goy and a Yid, you're supposed to sell to a Yid. When you're lending money, and you have a choice between a Yid and a goy, you're supposed to lend to a Yid. So he says, a dove, a pashatu, the Gemara says it in his own lecture, it's a pshitahu, it's a dove, a pashatu, that I have two choices, and all's equal, avada, I can have to give it to a Yid before the guy. Our Kokos Dr. Tashmat, the whole Pasuk is coming. This Sifra, this Rashi, is telling me when the Yid is not paying as much as the guy. When the guy is paying more and I stand to profit with the guy more than with the Yid, I'm a chuyiv to go with the Yid. That is when I need the Pasuk. Means the Tashbat is basically saying that even if you learn like Taisin Avedah Zarah, that in Svara, by a Ger Toishev, the Svara is only Shava B'Shava. That's when I have to give preferential treatment between a Ger Toishev and a Goy. But by a Yid, where you have another Pasuk, with Chizimkur Mimka La Misecha, when you're selling, it's La Misecha, that extra Pasuk now raises the Yid one notch and says that even if there's going to be a Hefzid Mu'it, by going with the Yid over the Goy, you still have to go with the Yid. And now it's Lekuliyam, and not only Taisis and Kulin, but even Taisis and Avodah Zarah will be Maida, that by a Yid to a Goy, you're going to have to give it to a Yid, even by a Hefzid Mu'it. The nafkamina between the two Taisim would only be by a Ger Toishiv. But by a Yid to a Goy, there, as the Pasuk of Yisim Krimim Kulam Yisakha, the whole Pasuk is only needed when the Yid is not paying as much as a Goy, and still I have to sell to a Yid. So we're going to have to get to it. So what you see right now is now you have basically Lekola Rishon and Lekola days. Both days are going to hold that you have to give treatment, preferential treatment to a Yid over a Goy by a Hefzid Mu'it. And it's not just a Tashbatz. The Ramah was Mechaven to the exact same thing. It doesn't quote the Tashbatz. The Tashbatz, you can look it up. It's in Chela Gimel Kuf Nun Aleph. But the Ramah in Tshuva Yud, it's a good Tshuva, I would like to say over the story. It's a Geshmaka story. He says the same exact thing, but with an Arichas as well. Maram Mipadova was one of the Gedele Olam that lived in the times of the Ramah. And you might not be aware of it, but the Ramams that you learn from, I guess before Shabbat Frankel came along, the Rams that you learn from was Misukin and edited by the Maran Padova, the Hagoyis that you sometimes find in the Rambam. It's rare, but sometimes you have Hagoyis. That was done in Maran Padova. He was masakin all the Tuusim, and he made over a beautiful job with the Rambam. In 1550, he went ahead and he went over to be masakin the Rambam and to print the Rambam. It was a Hoin Rav. He undertook the course of the Rambam. He printed it in Yantlama. What's the significance you'll see in a second. He printed in Yantlama by a certain printing house. And there was another printing house in Yantlama which wanted to print the Rambam with the Maran Padova, and he felt stepped on by the fact that the Maran Padova didn't use him and went to a different printing house. And this printing house, the one that the Maran Padova did not use, was a Goyish printing house. And he had tainis in the Maran Padova. So he had a simple eitzah. I'm going to show him. I'm going to teach Maran Padova a lesson, never to do this again, never to go to my competition. He decided he's going to also print the Rambam. But what he's going to do is he's going to charge for the Rambam. Whatever the Maran Padova charges, he'll make sure to charge a Zav Echad, one gulden less than Maran Padova. Like this, he'll close him down. At the end of the day, Maran Padova will be left with his entire stock of the Rambams. He won't be able to sell it. Because who in his right mind will buy a Rambam? You have a choice of two Rambams. Who in his right mind is going to buy Maran Padova's Rambam for a gulden more than the Goyisha Rambam? So clearly, that was his scheme, and Hitaka did it, and he printed the Rambam. Now, Shaila went to the Ramah. Rebbe, who do I buy from? Do I buy a Rambam, the Maran Padova's Rambam? Or do I buy the Goyisha Rambam? Which Rambam do I buy? Maran Padova's Rambam costs a gulden more. Which Rambam am I going to buy? So Ramah has a beautiful tshuva with four, he recalls as Dalet Yesoidis of why you have to buy Maran Padova. And one of the Yesoidis is, he focuses on, is this in Yimachisimkar Mimkalam Yisecha, that you have to buy by a Yid before you buy by a Goy. And grab the tshuva Vaistois, and just as a side note, Vaistois was accepted, and people started to buy Maran Padova, and apparently bothered this guy to no end. And what he ended up doing is Nebuch, the history has it, this tshuva Ramrab was printed in Elul and Tav in Shin Yud in 1550. Shortly thereafter, the guy was malshin on the Yidin for things to the Malchus. And Nebuch, at the Sefer Shadavah, the Malchus, they made a decree that they have to burn the entire, all the Svarim of the Yidden, not just the Rambams, the entire Shasim, everything was burned by the famous burning that came because of this Maisa. Rachmana Litzan. That's what happened out of this Maisa. But at this point, the Chus Ramah is paskening in 1550 that you're supposed to go with Maran Padova, and he says the following, the same idea. He says, look, we know the Gemara says that you're supposed to give preferential treatment before Getoshev over a guy, before a Yid over a guy. And the Gemara by Halva, you have to give to a Yid before a guy. And then he's Maisif, so therefore, and there he goes by Rikha, I'd rather not go through the whole thing. But therefore he says, that's why you have to buy by Maran Padova. And then he's Maisif, and you should know, there's also a Pasek, V'chisim Krum Mimkalam Yisecha, that also tells you're supposed to buy by Yid over a guy. And what's the point of the Pasek? It's a Dov, a Posh, it's a Svaru. Alakokach, this Pasek is like the same thing like the Tashbat. The Pasek is, in a case where the Yid is charging more than the guy, nevertheless, it means you're going to get a Hefzid Mu'ud by patronizing the Yid, Afal Pikein, you have to...
What percentage more was that
double? Doesn't say. But Afal Pikein, you're going to have to buy by the Yid before the guy. So you see the same thing in the Ramah, that Lekuliyama, Ledidan, once we have the Pasuk, you have to buy by the Yid before the guy. And just Agav, the Ramah sort of broke it down into two parts. He first said, Stam, you got to buy Maran Padova, because Stam, the Gemara, you see, you have to buy a Getoy, you have to sell to a Getoysha before a guy. Then he's Maisif, you should know, you also have the Pasuk, without the Pasuk, you see nothing, Lechayr, without the Pasuk, or you see something Shava B'Shava. The Chizimku Mimka is what's Moisiv and tells you that you have to buy by a Yid over a guy, even if they have said Mu'ud. I would like to suggest, there are Achreinu who are bothered by this, I would like to suggest Kapshutoi, is that Taisis already told us, that the Taisis of Vodazar has told us, that if you're going to have a Hefzid Mu'it, and for the Ger Toshiv it's a Revach Merubo, your Hefzid peels to his Revach, it's insignificant, and it's like Shava B'Shava. Well, now let's go back to the case of Maran Padova. What was his case? You know, if you tell me Maran Padova has a choice now whether to print the Rambams, you're right, so don't print it, and we'll buy by the guy. But he already printed the Rambam. If he's going to be stuck with his stock, he's going to be out tens of thousands of dollars. He's going to lose a hoin rav. For him, every Rambam that he sells is kulay revach. Because he only needs one Rambam to learn from. The rest he doesn't need. So every Rambam that he's stuck with at the end of the day is kulo revak for him to sell. So memela for his revak, let's say he's charging, it doesn't say, but 10 zuhuvim for the Rambam, whatever it is. Those 10 zuhuvim are kulo revak for him. And for me, I'm only losing one zav. So l'chayr should come out like this taisis, even like this taisis in the Maram Padova's case, you would have to buy by Maram Padova even though it's a hefsid mu'ed. Because his hefsid mu'ed that you're going to have, the buyers have to move peels to the revach meruba of the Maram Padova for selling. So that's again a svara pshutu, and that's why you didn't even need the pasuk. The Ramo is only moisa the pasuk as a general rule. At the end he said, and you should know also, we have a pasuk in Simchah Mimka that as a general rule you always have to give to a yid before a guy, even by hefsed mu'ud, because otherwise why do you need the pasuk? All right, whatever it is, the end of the Tshuvas Ramo is just like the Tshuvas Tashbats, that Lekula Yalma, like Kol HaRishonim, you're going to have to give to a Yid before you have to give to a guy, even if there's a Hefsed Mu'ud involved, even if you stand better with the guy than with the Yid. All right. That's one Yisoid. To apply today, that means if you have a choice to go to two stores, and you have two grocery stores, and one is more expensive than the next, or supermarkets, one is more expensive than the next, then you would have to give to the Yid before you go to the guy, even if the Yid is a drop more expensive. Okay, that's what should come out at this point, Lekula Yama. Alright, let's take it to the next step. This is the Yisoid, and the other tshuva is on it, and we go with this Yisoid. Comes along that, and it's the million-dollar question to this Yisoid, and I'm going to play it out. That how could it be that side of Tashbats and side of Ramah, and the Taisin Kulm holds it's Minasvara, others from the Pasuk, how could it be that I have to give to a Yid before I go with a guy, even though it's costing me more, I'm going to have a Hefsed Mu'ud? It's a Gemara, it's a Rishonim Mufereshes, it's a Sugi Mufereshes, Fakert, it's a Gepaskin and Shulchan Aruch Fakert. This is the million-dollar question I'm going to say. The Kash is like this. The Gemara says in the sugya by Metzra, whole sugya, but I'm going to take out this Yisoid. The Gemara says that if you sell to a goy, there's no din by Metzra. A goy is not lav by Metzra, lav by Asitza v'yashva ha-toiv. The goy doesn't have a din of Asitza v'yashva ha-toiv. And the din of Asitza v'yashva ha-toiv was never said to the seller. The by Metzra is never on the seller, it's always on the, contrary to popular belief, people think it's a seller, Zacharias. No, it's always on the other buyer that he shouldn't step in here when I'm the neighbor. But the seller is free to do whatever he likes. The seller is not part of Hilchos Bametzra. So Gemara says the seller is allowed to sell to a guy in terms of Pashit, in terms of Hilchos Bametzra. But the Gemara says if you do that, Mishamtinan lay, we put the seller into Chayrim for a different reason, because Ari Avrich is luck. What did he do? He put a line, he brought a line into the neighborhood. He brought a guy. Who wants to be a neighbor with a guy? Tomorrow you can have your bike stolen, you can have other problems, you can have Mexican parties, whatever it is. No one wants to have a guy next door. So the guy who sells to a guy, with Mishamtinan lay, and you can have all mini hezekim coming from this guy, and you Mishamtinan lay ad the Makabal called Unsa the Osamakmose. You put him into Chayrim until he's Makabal, he's Mechayrim himself to reimburse you for any hezek that this guy that he put in there is going to cause you. That's a Gemara. And the Rishonim say on that Gemara, Taisis and others say on that Gemara, that Adkan is talking about where you had a choice. You had a choice to sell to a guy or sell to a yid for the same price. And you went ahead and you sold for a guy. Oh, you sold for a guy. You brought an Ari into the neighborhood, Mishamtinanle. But, if the guy was willing to pay more than the yid wasn't willing to match the price that the guy was paying, then it's not a problem. Then you're allowed to sell to a guy, and it's no problem. There's no cherim, there's no problem at all. And the Rishonim Amuvu, it's even the kachila, you're allowed to now sell to the guy. And it's Gepaskin, Shulchan Aruch, and Kufayin Hesif Mem Aleph, it's Gepaskin and Hilchos Bametzra, this halacha, that Mishamtin and Lay, that's when the guy and the yid are buying it for the same price, are willing to buy it for the same price. But if the guy is willing to buy it for the fair market price and the yid is not willing to match that price, then you're not mishamtin lei, then you have a right to sell to the guy. It's kapaskin la locha. So frak, the chikri lev, the masham. Dozens of achronim, yes, it's a million-dollar question. What happened to the sugya? What happened to the svara? What happened to the posik? Because Simchah Mimka HaMiseka tells me that I have to give preferential treatment to a yid, even if he doesn't match the goyish price. And over there, it's mash even a dover mu'ed. As long as the yid doesn't match the goyish price, I'm allowed to sell to a goy. It's a gepaskin shulchan aruch for kef, from this svara, from this posik. What is going on? And some achronim want to say, because of this, it's a raya mufreshes, that the shulchan aruch doesn't hold of this halacha. Now, we've said before that Stamazai, people want to say, how come the Rambam and the Torah Shulchan Aruch, as we started out the shir, how come they leave out this halakha? L'chayit should be a davar pashut. They should have to bring down this halakha. Why did they leave out this halakha? Maybe we don't paskin like it. On that alone, Nishkefalak, on that alone I would tell you, Kedarka B'Kodesh, Rambam doesn't bring down Svarip Shutas. Rambam only bring down halakhas that are learned out from Psukim or Gemaras that are Chidushim. Kedarka B'Kodesh, when the Gemara says Pshita on something, most of the time, or very often, the Rambam doesn't even bring down the halakha. If it's Pshita, the Gemara, it's Pshita, I don't have to bring it down. So the reason why the Rambam Torah Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down is not a kasha by me. They don't bring it down because it's Pshita. The Gemara says it's Pshita. If you deloy Tzarakra, you don't even need a Pasuk. So it's a Svara Pshita, it's a Svara Pshita of the Gemara, it's Das Torah, I don't have to bring it down. But what they're asking is, Fusha Halakha Faket, the Shulchan Aruch over there, by Metzah says that I have a choice to sell to a guy, and the Yid doesn't want to match the Goyisha price, I'm allowed to sell it to a guy, and I don't have to sell to Yid. What's going on? What happened to the Svara? It's a $1 million question. A lot of Achrayim blame Pshita on this question. Now, I would like to go through tonight three terutzim, maybe more, on this kasha and see how it plays itself out. The first teretz, I guess we should discuss, is the Avos Chesed. The Avos Chesed suggests that this din, that we learn out, that you're supposed to give to a yid, even by over a guy, even by a hefsed muet, maybe it's not a chiv, maybe it's only a mitzvah. It's a good thing to do, it's lachatchila, you're supposed to do that, but you don't have mamish a chiv to do so. And Meila the Shulchan Aruch over there by Mehmetz is talking about the halacha that you not mishamtin in lay, because since you didn't have the chiyuv, avada is still a good thing, like a chiyuv is supposed to sell to a yid, but since you don't have the chiyuv, so if you sold for the to the guy, we're not going to put you into cherem. Mashenkein, the Gemara, or let's say the Pasik, or the Chuvis, they're talking about, it's a nice thing, it's a mitzvah, it's like a chiyuv you're supposed to buy by the yid over a guy. I said, Shulchan Aruch Grada doesn't say that, but the Rishonim say that. The Rishonim and Vuh, that even the Chachila allowed to go to Yid. So that's a problem with this Teretz. How could Avos Chesed say this Teretz? L'chayra, he's trying to be Makarv, so to speak, to Shulchan Aruch, this halakha with our halakha. That by us, it's not a chiv, it's only a mitzvah. And that halakha just means that if you do, you're not a chayim, but fort is still a mitzvah that you were over. Well, the Chachila, you didn't do the right thing by going with the guy. The Mavuah and Rishonim over there, not like that. The Rishonim and Mavuah that lagabi that halacha, that if the yid doesn't want to match the goyisha price, then lechatchila I'm allowed to go with the goy. Also, it's not mashma like that in the Chuvis Tashbats and the Ramah. They all say that as a rachmana, let's say Tashbats is yidolachan. The Torah is mazir that you have to go with the yid because simkramimka is asharis a Torah that you got to go with the yid over a goy even hefsin mu'ud. Like the Avos Chesed, it's not an asharah. It's a nice thing. It's a chachil. It's not an asharah. The Ramah says, so Allah, I forgot his lashon, but in truth, Ramah, he said, with this zocha maram bedinoy, that you got to buy by him. You don't have to buy him. It's a nice thing you should buy by him. You don't have to buy him. Zocha bedinoy is like zocha klum. If you come to a dinter, you don't have to buy by him. It's a nice thing. It's a chachila I should buy by him. All right, but there are other kashas as well. But basically, the Avos Chesed l'chayra is nisht. L'chayra is not haskamas achrenim on both accounts. Means over there you see that even l'chachila I'm allowed to go with the guy. And this inyan that you have to be makdam Yisrael over a guy by hefsed muad is l'chayra not only just an inyan, it's even a chiv. So what's going to be? What's the teretz to this kasha? L'chayra, this gemara, or the rishonim, the halach is against this svara. So I saw a grad over the weekend, a teretz, from the Tshuvas Eretz Toiva. You can look it up at Simen Nun Zayin, and he says the following. He says like this: if you look at the Rashi again, Rashi over there, when the Sifra, when it's learned out the Drosha, the Lashon is like this: Kishato Amoicha, when you're holding by selling something, Mukhal Yisrael, you should sell to a Yid. Umbasa Liknos, if you're holding by buying something, Kenei Yisrael Chavrecha, you should buy by a Yid before buying by a guy. He's saying clearly we're talking about when you're holding by buying. If you're not holding by buying, let's say I don't want to buy today. I'm not interested. I don't need a safe. I don't need a furniture. I don't have a mitzvah to go bedafka now and go out and buy by yid over. I don't have a mitzvah b'chal to buy at all. I don't have to buy. It's when I'm holding by buying, I'm holding by selling, then I should give the business to a yid before the business to a guy. So he says like this, that the case of the Gemara, the case of that halacha by Van Metzer is talking about, where the guy is only willing to sell his house for $400,000. For $380,000, he's not willing to sell his house. He needs $400,000 for that length of, then he'll sell his house. So Memele Shteita Halacha, that if the Yid is not willing to match the Goyisha price, the Goy is coming in at $400,000, what I need. And the Yid is coming in at, let's say, $395,000. And he's not willing to match the Goyisha price. Are you not willing to match the Goyisha price? It's upshot. I'm giving it to a guy over a yid because I'm gaining by the guy over a yid by a hefset muad. No, that's for that, in a chanami I would have to give to a yid. It's for $3.95, I'm not holding by selling b'chlaf. For $3.95, it's not worth selling. It makes an akimta. I'm not holding by selling at all. That the whole mitzvah was, this whole chiv is, if I'm holding by selling, then I have to sell to a yid over a guy. If I'm holding by selling, and I would sell to the yid even by a little less than a guy, just avada, I want to go with the guy because I'm going to gain more, avada, no, that's a positive. I got to sell to a yid, even though I stand to gain more by a guy. But if I'm not holding by selling at all, then there's no din. I have to boom, now sell it to a yid. Well, for less than 400, I'm not holding by selling at all. But mainly, tain is that that's prat in the Gemara. It's not a stira. That whole case of the halach over there in Shulchan Aruch, is holding that. Otherwise, you're not holding by selling. If a guy wants to buy something and he wouldn't buy it otherwise, he sees something on sale, and if it wouldn't be on sale, he's not holding by buying it. He can't afford it, but if it's on sale, he could buy it. And the only person who's putting it on sale is a guy. I'm allowed to buy by a guy. Because if the guy wouldn't sell it to me, if I wouldn't buy it by the guy, I'm not buying it at all. The yid's not going to get my business. So then, the yid's not going to get my business anyway, because I'm not holding by buying it for the yiddish price. In that case, I'm allowed to buy it. It's a dangerous hat. You have to make sure to be honest with yourself. But if you're not holding by buying it at all, that I'll give you another case, not only by buying in terms of price. Let's say you're leaving, you're down by Shemesh Shabbos in Borough Park. This is Maizah Tzon Yasmin de Shaila. And around the corner, there's a Goyisha store that sells drinks. So you're on your way, you're now going back, heading back to Lakewood. And you want to buy a drink, pick up a drink. Now you know that three, four avenues down, there's a lot of Yiddish groceries. There's tens of Yiddish groceries in Borough Park. But at this hour of the night, you just daven Meir there, at this hour of the night, the Yiddish store, let's say, Landers, whatever, you're going to have to go sometime in Borough Park to get to the Yiddish store. And here you have a grocery to go buy from. Do you have to go buy by the Yid rather than buying by the guy? So just before even getting invited in other heterim, just I asked him, look, if you wouldn't be buying by this guy, would you make that trip to buy? No, rather not. I'm holding back to Lakewood. I'm not going 15 minutes out of my way to get a drink. If it's on my way, So this person is not holding by buying by Yid B'chal. There is no Yiddish store here. His only choice is to buy by a guy. It's either buying by a guy or not buying at all. For him, I'm allowed to buy by a guy because there was no two choices. Not because when your boss liknois knei me Yisrael, he's not holding by buying by Yid B'chal because for this is not in price, but in terms of location, the Yiddish location is not even B'klei She'yatza for him. He's not going to go out of his way. So for him, he's allowed to buy by a guy, not buy by a yid. It means you don't have two choices. You only have one choice. So Mamela, you're allowed to buy by the guy. And that's the Eitzah mm-hmm. that he has for the Gemara. All right. Whether it's an Eitzah la'alokha that he has, for that halokha and b'metzah, to make that a kimta, nunu, but la halacha l'chare, that halacha is right, that if you're not holding by buying, you can't afford to sell it for that price, then avada you're going to buy, you're allowed to buy by a guy, or allowed to sell to a guy. It's really, be honest, it's very natchiak if you think about buy a house. I mean, you're talking about hefset muad, so you're selling it for $400,000, and yid's coming in at what? I mean, a few thousand, $397, talking about hefset muad anyway, because if it's hefset muad, you don't have to go buy, you don't have to anyway sell it to a yid. So, you're talking about by hefset muad, then normally, so what's the case? So, punked for four, he'll make it for $397, he won't make it. All right, but nevertheless, la halacha, l'chayda, what comes out of the halacha is right, that if you're not, you can't do it with a yid, you can't go and can't sell it to a yid, it's not worth it to you, then you're allowed to go with the guy. I want to share with you another teretz. Now, another teretz is the following. And this, some achronim say, they don't say it to answer up this kasha, I would like to apply to this kasha, but they say it as yisayid, and l'chayr to yisayid, I can't say muskim, but many achronim go with it. And that is like this, in svara, how do you understand this halacha? I have a chayfetz that's, let's say, worth $10, and I'm mechuyev to sell it to a yid for $9 rather than selling it to a guy for $10. How you talking? Means that the guy is willing to pay me the $10. Means I'm mechuyev to take a $10 item that I have. So means I have a shavik kesef for $10, and I would be mechuyev to sell it to a yid for $9 and take a loss. It's not pshat. I stand to gain by going with the guy. I'm losing value on my item. I have something in my pocket worth $10. It has value of $10, and now I have to give it up for $9? It means I have to take a loss? It's hard to hear that. Bishloim, if I have a chayfetz worth $10, and I have a choice to sell to a yid for $10, or to a guy for $11, Then I hear the sugya. The sugya says like this: Betzem, if shava b'shava, I have to give preferential treatment. Maybe here too, I have to give preferential treatment because lemaisa, I'm not taking a loss out of it. It's just minis harevik. I could gain more by going with a guy. To gain more by going with a guy. No, I'll submit so the extra pasuk of a kisim kamim kol mezecha. I should go with the yid before going with a guy. But that I should have to take a loss out of my pocket, something that I have, which is worth 10, and sell it for 9, that's a dover, which is going to connect the seichel. Why should I lose something out of it? I'm going to get to Nevela in a second. So how do you understand that? So granted, the Arach Reinim Taket, Avis Chesed, and Mamshik, and the Apoyskim Paskin, that this whole halacha, the Hefsed Mu'ed, is only when the yid is selling it to you for the right price, for a fair price, and the guy is coming in cheaper, he has a sale on or whatever, he rather happens to be Walmart, go is cheaper than the average price. Walmart's not the regular price, they're cheaper. But the yid who I'm buying it from is selling to me at fair market value. So if you're buying by a yid for fair market value and the guy is underpriced, then I hear I could buy from him for a revak. I don't have to go. If I can, I'm not allowed to buy by a goy. But if the yid is not willing to sell it, the yid is overpriced. I should lose money. I should give even the reverse. He's selling something and he's overpriced. I should give him $11 for an item that's only worth 10. I'm going to bring this item home to my house. Someone will now steal this item or be mazik this item. They'll only pay me $10. But I had to be a denar and pay the yid $11 for this $10 item. It means I had to go in the store and lose a dollar. Why do I have to lose something? That's how they paskin. And look, it's very geshmak that halacha. By Mehmetz, if you go through the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Ramak, there are many Rishonim over there. When they all bring down this halacha, it's mevu'ah lahedya for this reason, for other reasons, mevu'ah lahedya that the whole case in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to sell to a guy when the yid is not willing to match the price is talking about when the guy is paying the fair market price and yid wants to underpay and not pay the fair market price. You're not willing to pay the fair market price, I don't have to reckon with you at all. I'm allowed to go with the guy. But if the yid is willing to pay the fair market price, just I can charge more to the guy, then I'm not allowed to go with the guy. It doesn't say over there heta. The heta over there is where the yid is not willing to buy it at the fair market price. You're not willing to buy a fair market price, and I don't have this halacha. This whole halacha is only if I'm not directly losing something that I have. I don't have to make this exchange and lose out of it. It's only if I have a minias harevak, I can stand to gain more. Then if it's a minias harevak, if it's only a dov amud, then yes, then I have to go with the yid rather than a goy. But to lose, I don't have to do it. And the Maram Shik says, a beautiful uptouch of a pasuk. We said that the whole makar to this din, that you have to patronize a yid over a goy, even by hefs and mu'ud, is learned out of the pasuk of chisim kremim kalam yisakha, al konum yadam yisakha, al toinu isha zachav. It's a pasha of a no. In fact, the Maram Shik, why was this pasuk? Why was this halacha punct placed right here? Thousands of psukim, right here we placed this din that v'chisim k'mimko has to be lam yisecha. Zok to Maram Shik is because when you learn this pasuk, you just was taught the halakha v'ina. So you're going to think to yourself, a yid I'm now allowed to overcharge, but for a goy, I'm allowed to overcharge. I'll turn the ishe zachiv, but a goy I'm allowed to overcharge. So I have a chefet to sell, and I have a choice. I could sell it to a yid, the Torah just put limitations, I have to be honest and erlich, I have to sell it for the regular price. But for a goy, I'm allowed to sell it for more than the regular price. I'm going to start to think, if that's the case, I will deal with goyim. It's better to deal with goyim. I could rip them off, and a yid I'm now let it rip off. So the Maram Shik, the pasuk telling you right here, no, let's set things straight. V'chisim k'mimka la'misecha is going to have to be to a yid, even though al teinu ish ezokiv, even though for a yid you cannot be ma'ana, and for a goy you're allowed to be ma'ana, still it's la'misecha. You're going to have to sell to a yid, and oikonu miyana misecha, you're going to have to buy by yid. The pasuk is telling you now, when you have a choice of being ma'ane a goy, you got to go with the yid. But you don't have a pasuk when you have a choice that the yid is being ma'ane you. He's underpaying you, or he's overcharging you, that I got to go with the yid over the goy. No, it's faket. It's when I have a yid who's willing to buy something at fair market value, or sell something at fair market value, and now I want to go with the goy, because the goy I could rip off. No, then you got to go with the yid, because by hefs and mu'at, that's a shtet in the pasuk, you have to give preferential treatment to a yid over a goy. It's very geschmack. Now, what do you do with nevela? How do you answer up nevela? L'chay by nevela, you see, not like that. Nevela, you see that you got to give away your nevela for free, even though you lost money out of it. For a guy, I could sell it. If fair market value, this nevela is worth something, even if it's only worth a few dollars, but to a guy, I could sell it. So someone would steal this nevela from me, he would have to pay me those few dollars I could get from a guy, right? So it has a shava kesa. So why over here you see that you have to give it for free? So if you learn like Taisus Avodah Zarah, it might not be shver, because the same way that the reason that the same svara that Taisa has, that the Ger Toshev stands to gain so much, makes my loss insignificant, and might make it insignificant even when I'm actually taking a real loss, even if I'm giving away the Nevela for free. Could be. All right, but if you look like in Chulin, Taisa says that you see from your Stamazai that you have to go with a Hefsid Mu'it, you have to go with the Ger Toshev over a guy, and l'choy, this Hefsid Mu'it is a real Hefsid. I'm giving away the Nevela, which is worth Shavu Kesef. So I would like to suggest, I don't have a great teretz, but I would like to suggest the following, and that is that this svara is vis-a-vis in terms of relative to my ishtamshis. I have a chefer that I could be mishtamish with. So let's say I have a tape recorder that's worth $50. The tape recorder has value to me. It's a shavu kesef to me, $50. So now you're telling me I have to sell it to a yid for $45? $5 value that I have, the ishtamshis out of that chefer, is being lost. That's einu bedin. That doesn't make any sense. By nevela, I don't have any value from this nevela. It's treif. I can't eat it anyway. I have nothing to do with this nevela anyway. I mean, maybe I could feed it to my dogs, but I apparently I don't have the dogs to feed it to. Otherwise, I wouldn't be holding by even giving away to selling it to a guy. There is no ishtamshes. They're a cloud. There is no ishtamshes I'm going to get out of this nevela. So if I don't have any real ishtamshes out of the nevela, and it's so the nevela, we're only reckoning with how much I could profit. Do I give it away to the getoisha for free? Or do I give it to a guy and I make a few dollars? But I'm not losing anything on the deal, even if I give it to Gertosha for free, because my ishtamsh is not going to be minimized. I don't have ishtamsh that is nevela. It was also for me. Bishloma, every chefetz, most chefetzim, I have ishtamsh, even though grada, I outgrew it, I don't need it. But beside, I could be mishtamsh with the chefetz, I could take out of the chefetz its ishtamsh, its value. So then, why do I have to lose that value and give it to a yid for less? That means I'm taking a loss. That I don't need to do. But here in this case of a nevela, where I don't have any ishtamsh, I can't use the nevela. So then the state that yes, it's all a matter of money. It's all a matter of how much money I'm going to make. Oh, it's a matter of money. Yes, and you have to give it to a Ger Toshev before you give it to a yid, because it's only a Hefsid Mu'it. It's not a great teretz, but no, but the word is he could be mishtamish in that tape recorder. A nevela, I can't be mishtamish. So a tape recorder, I could be mishtamish. Avad, I'm not holding by it. Avad, it's oimed l'mechira. But be'etzem, I have a true shlita on its shavu kesef, whatever it is, because I could take the hishtamshes. But nevela, I can't take a shot. I'm telling you, it's not a great teretz. Well, today, you could sell nevelas at much higher price. Not just for a few dollars, because we live, unfortunately, amongst Goyim. And now it's not a Revach Mur, it's a Revach, it's a Hefsin Merubah, and an Avadi allowed to sell to a guy before a Yid. But Azai Kumtai, so it comes out, now how do we determine what's a fair market value? We discussed this numerous times in the past and different in Yonim, but I just want to, I think it's appropriate here to determine. If we're telling you now a major Heta, that you don't have to reckon with a Yid, if he's overpriced, or he's underpaying you, so what's considered a fair market? We don't go buy the cheapest store, so what do we go? So really, it's Makhlekes Rishonim. It's Makhlekes Taisin Ramban, Ramam, Rashbam, major Makhlekes Rishonim, Baba Basra. How do you shut up a chefetz? And there are two ways to do it. The Ramam Shita is you go to a few stores in town, and you take the highest price, and you take the lowest price, and then you cut it in half. Let's say a tape recorder, one store selling for 50, and one store selling it, that's the lowest store, and the highest store is selling it for 70, so like the Ramam, the price of the tape recorder is worth $60. Could be that there's no store in town who's even selling it for $60, but that's the price of the tape recorder, Lagabi Kol HaTorah, Lagabi Mazik, Zela, you know, whatever it is, the price of the tape recorder is 60, because the lowest is 50, the highest is 70, so we cut it in half. The other Rishonim holds, no, that we go, the Rashbam, let's say, holds, that you go bust to the middle store with the Svar of a Rav, and I'll explain what I mean. If the tape recorder, some sell for 50, some for 60, some for 70, then you go with 60, it's like the Rashbam, because the Rav says that the tape recorder is worth 60. Rav store says, well, how do you have a Rav? It's only a third of the stores. It's like the Rashbam, because two out of three say it's not worth more than 60. And two out of three say it's not worth less than 60. Right, because the store that sells it for 50 and 60 are both telling you it's not worth more than 60. And the store that sells it for 60 and 70 are both telling you it's not worth less than 60. So you have a Rav saying it's not worth more than 60, and a Rav saying it's not worth less than 60, so Kum Tais, it's worth 60. So the price is 60. So in that case, both sheetahs will come out with 60. But let's say you have a case that one sells it for 50, one sells it for 55, and one sells it for 70. 50, 55, 70. Like the Rambam, the price is 60. Take the lowest, the highest, and cut it in half. Like the other Rishonim, the price is going to be 55. Because here, the Rav is telling you not more than 55, and the Rav is telling you not less than 55, so it's Kavu at 55. And the Sman, the way we paskin, the Sman in Chesha Mishpat paskins that we go with the Rashbam Shita, that you go with the medium store, the middle store. So La Halacha, if you want to know, is a guy ripping me off, was he fair priced? Well, find out. Take a sampling of three stores and see where does he fall. Does he fall in the middle? If he falls in the middle, then he's giving you the fair price. I can go to Walmart, I can go to another store and get it for cheaper. Very nice to get it for cheaper, but Dosh Shed, as long as what you're gaining by Walmart is only a Dov Mu'at, so for Hefzim Mu'at, you have to patronize the Yid over a guy. If you're gaining a lot more, a revach merubah, then you're allowed to go to a goy. But if you're only gaining a dov muet, then you have to go to a yid. But if you find that the yid is overpriced, even if he's overpriced by one penny, he's overpriced by a drop, but he doesn't fall in the middle, he's fall a little above average, or it's not average, above the middle, then I don't have to patronize the yid. I'm allowed to go to a goy. Because since he's overcharging, I'm not mechuyev to go to a yid when he's overcharging, if I have a choice between him and a goy. Correct. Yeah, 100%. And I should say, we're going to see that from next week as well. We're not dealing with different types of stores. We're talking about the same store. It means if you're dining supermarkets, you have to compare all supermarkets. If you're dining grocery stores, you have to compare all grocery stores. If you have something unique like Shlomi's, maybe you can't compare with anyone, right? But if you have to go something which is all equal and comparable, because the service and the product at the supermarket delivers is different than the grocery store. Grocery store might have someone to ask, might be a quicker in and out of the store. There are different miles to each store. You have to dine when everything is equal. In comparable stores, you have to chat up what is considered fair market value. You take three stores and go with the middle store, and that's fair market value. If the yid is above that, then you can go with the guy. If not, you have to go with the yid.
You have to really check every item, right? You're not allowed to assume that it's more expensive than one thing. Everything else is not. You have no interest to buy everything in one store.
That's a good shiloh. And that really we should done for next week, but I'll just say over the shiloh in a way. I'll bring it out. Moshe is asking, what happens if you have a store that you know for sure sells one item for cheaper, and the other stores you don't know that he's selling for cheaper. So lav dafki, you'll have a heter to buy the rest of the items. You'll have to determine on each and every item that you're buying, is he cheaper or is he more expensive? Let's say, is he more expensive than the fair market value than the goyish store? So lemaisa is, it's a good ha'ara, but there could be svaras, which hopefully we'll discuss, is once you have a heter to buy that one item, because you would go to the store just for that one item, and now you're in the store, even if you know, you're talking about when you don't know, I'm telling you, even if you know on the other items, let's say you'll have heter to go to a grocery store because you need diapers, and on diapers, let's say the fair market value is, I don't know, $8, and this guy's charging $9, and that gives me heter to go to a guy. Once I'm in the grocery store, maybe now I have a heter to buy everything there. I don't have to buy punk this at this store, that at that store. I don't have to go run around and make myself crazy. Maybe. We'll have to see it next week.
According to what you just said now, in the case of the Shem Shabbos case, let's say a guy would have gone 2 minutes out of the way for you. He was very thirsty. But it's much more convenient. It's considerably...
Okay, so we're going to have to discuss, there's a Chuvus Ma'am Shik on it, which will hopefully be next week. Is that a heter? Do you have a heter? Because this one is more convenient, this is more local. Does that give me a heter to go here rather than to go there? All right, we're going to have to discuss and be magdered. Just want to...
Picking three stores, let's say there's 10 stores in town, you pick three that happen to be the three most expensive, the three cheapest.
No, you take a sampling. I didn't ask you to bedafka select. You take a sampling. In our local, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take a sampling. A random three stores, a random three shamayim. We're supposed to go with shamayim, but the place can say that you can go with stores, and they act as a shamayim, because the supply and demand that they're working with sort of dictates a shuma. That's if this store is working on this profit margin and this is what he could afford to sell it for and people are buying it, so that's one type of a shuma, and another, and you go with three shamayim and you go with the middle shuma.
Everyone has a different halacha. Everyone has a different halacha.
What do you mean?
Because this guy is going to pick these three stores, the other guy is going to pick another three stores.
Lamai says you don't have to pick 70 stores. You're supposed to take a random sample. Don't.
But the fact is, I'm
I don't think so. I think if you take a random sample, you end up getting basically. It could be, but if. Let's say gasoline, you're driving down the 9, you're driving down Lakewood, you see a bunch of what the prices of gasoline is. What's for 89, what's for 91, what's for 90, you just see all the prices. And if a Yiddish gas station is selling gas and he's.
I'm not saying it's not shaykh, but it's also shaykh to have different halakhs.
Correct. Well, that's an halakh also. Let's say you have a din of a hezek, and a hezek comes out, and it's up to the bezin to decide how much they have to reimburse him for the hezek. What does bezin do? They take 3 shemayim, and they give a thing, and you go bust to the middle. And the Gemara got the tut. I want to be Moisef Shemayim. You could have end Moisef Shemayim. They're only.
This is a different story.
Same thing. No, same thing. You take 3 stores.
For every guy, a different halacha. That's what's
going on. No, it's not. It's really not. It works itself out pretty well. If you go to 3, just select, randomly select 3 stores, you'll see that's what will come out. And by and large, you'll be somewhere within pennies of the price. I don't think you're going to change the store to halacha.
Is there an area limitation? I can say, you know what, I know a store in New York, and I know
of a store in New York. Well, a store in New York is not, is hakol lefi hamakom hakol lefi hazman. So it has to be Lakewood. That's why I said Lakewood, whatever is considered this area, and has the same supply and demand variables, that dynamics, that the rest of the stores has. So that's how you convey a price. And with that, now you know what it is. And Yetzer Shem, I want to talk, I'm not going to have time, so next week we'll talk about, people were asking, how to be Magdir, what's considered a Hefzid Mu'ud, and then what's considered a Hefzid Merubah, to give you a Hetzid to go with a Goyish Torah. Amongst other, there are going to be many, many other Hetayim. Basically, what you come out tonight is that be Yisoid, if you have 2 choices between a Yid and a Goy, if everything is equal, you have to go with the Yid, and if the Yid is even, you're going to lose a little bit by going with the Yid, you still have to go with the Yid, provided he's giving you fair market value. And provided, like you have the Eretz Taiva, provided that you would be holding by selling it for that price anyway, yeah, good, so you would have to go with the Yid. Otherwise, if it's a Hefzid Merubah, then you're allowed to go with the guy. All right, good talk.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.